Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, The Bert Show.
The lie detector we use isn't like that old school polygraph thing that you used to see in the movies and stuff like that.
No, this one detects, nuances in your voice, like pauses and stutters and quivers and everything, and then it provides an analysis based on how much you paused and stuttered and quivered, I guess.
Well, it is based on your voice, and then the way it works is you first kind of get a baseline, you know, where, because a lot of people think, oh, well, you'd be scared and pause and stutter anyway because you're nervous about being on the lie detector, but it kind of measures it and then has a baseline so that if you go above that, if you stutter a little more than usual in certain places, if you pause a little more, then your voice goes higher a little more, then it can detect whether you're anxious or whether you're flat out lying.
So by the time you're done with the conversation, I mean, you have a pretty good indication if this person is lying or not. Mm-hmm. And we've used it a couple of different times. And we'll make the offer to you guys also. Like, if you want to try to get the truth out of somebody you think has been lying to you, we could use it on them. Mm-hmm. Or you can use it to clear your name also.
Right.
Which is what we're going to do today.
Exactly.
In a beautiful, beautiful way. Good morning, Q100.
Good morning.
Is this Krista?
This is Krista.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys? I love your show.
Thank you.
I know it's a funny story. My ex-boyfriend of almost a year, as of next week, we broke up because he was convinced that I was a stripper or a prostitute at night, and that's where all my money was coming from.
Okay, you just did it during the day?
Yeah, I guess my job during the day didn't count to him. So he went so far as to text message my roommate at the time and say, you know, tell me the truth, be honest with me, I won't tell her I know, just weird things like that behind my back. Convinced that I was a prostitute.
All right, well, wait a second. There has to be some kind of indication, because a guy doesn't just wake up on a Wednesday morning and go, I bet she was a prostitute. Like, I'm assuming there must be some kind of history, like the two of you walked into a strip club together and, like, all the girls knew you or something, which made him start to think that you were a dancer.
No, that wasn't it at all. I mean, hell, maybe I was good in bed. Never know.
Did you pay for everything with damp $1 bills that smelled like Bud Light?
No, I didn't. I always use a credit card. But a couple nights before, I showed up at his house in a wig, and I just thought it was fun. Like, I bought a wig. One of my girlfriends and I, we always go out in wigs sometimes.
Uh-huh.
So I show up at his house with a brunette wig, long hair, and I guess that's what it stemmed from. I'm not sure, but it ultimately ruined our relationship.
Okay, it ended the relationship, though.
Yeah, we're fast-forwarding through too much, because it doesn't go from one night of wig wearing to a breakup. So there must have been some kind of other indicators.
I don't know. I've been scratching my head about it for a while.
He thinks you had more money than your job should have afforded you and the wig.
Right.
And has anyone ever paid you for sex?
No.
Well, you're not on the lie detector yet.
Yeah.
But I could already tell you're lying.
Am I on the air right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What do you think we're doing?
We just got Jack's speakerphone? I've never been paid for sex. Ever.
Nope, we're not on the air. We're just hanging around Melissa's bedroom.
Melissa's just taking her wig off right now.
Got Jack's speakerphone.
I say, oh, well, she's... Well, yeah.
The other day you guys had somebody and you said that you prepped them for like 5 minutes, so I didn't know.
No prepping.
Here's how we prep.
Talk to them, rather.
Hey, you ready to be on the air? Hold on.
That's it. All right, so how does it get to just one night of him being curious to thinking that this is the real deal and you breaking up? Like, is he starting to bring it up, like, all the time and you're denying it?
Yeah, I mean, after he texted my roommate/best friend, who he didn't even know, not even sure how he got her number, a little bit creepy. But after that, the next day, you know, I saw him. We were supposed to go to dinner, and I confronted him as casually as possible without getting really ticked off. And he basically was like, "You need to be honest with me," screaming in my face, you know, accusing me of being a prostitute. And I just was so taken aback, I didn't even know what to do. So.
Now, let me ask you a question. What is it about this guy that makes you still want him after he is that convinced that you're a hooker?
I don't want him at all.
You just want to prove to
what
him?
What I want is the ha-ha factor at the end of the day, because what happened was we broke up New Year's Eve, and I gave him his present. We got in a fight about the whole hooker thing, and then I never got my present. So, in a way, I'm a little bit pissed off about that.
So you want the ha-ha, I'm not a hooker, last laugh.
Yeah, exactly.
God, if we get one call like this, we get a million calls. Yeah.
I know.
Like,
there's nothing makes me feel better. I remember when I was dating, like after breaking up with a girl and then just telling her, and I'm not a hooker. Ha-ha!
I'm assuming the chances are pretty good if she was with you, she was a hooker.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I want to prove it to him, but I think it makes for an interesting story. And
so he just thinks you showed up one night with, like, the wig on, and that was it. Like, you must have forgotten to take the wig off after you worked.
I guess that's what he thought. I don't know.
What a jackass.
I mean, it's funny. If I had hidden it for a year, why would I all of a sudden, bring it out?
Did, when you were with him, did Pimp ever show up and shake you down for cash from your chicks the night before?
Uh-uh.
Now, are we talking about prostitution, or are we talking about dancing, or a combination of both?
Well, quote unquote, for what he said was, "Have you ever been a stripper or a prostitute?" I guess it covers the whole arena of skankdom. I'm
just
not sure.
Weird.
I know. Totally.
It is weird. It almost sounds like when you were telling the story about the gifts and all, I wonder if he was, like, looking for an out to get out of the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's what it was, ultimately. But, I mean, he even went so far as to, like, text message my mother, things like that.
Oh, no.
He texted your mom asking if you were a prostitute?
What, like, she put you through prostitute college?
I don't know if he texted her that exact question, but, I mean, different things, personal things he would tell my mother.
Oh, that's weird.
So, yeah, very creepy. Mom and my mom are, like, really good friends, mm-hmm. so it made my life even more difficult, you know, explaining things to my mom.
It's kind of a compliment because, I don't know.
Did you ask
him if you were day shift or night shift?
No, I don't know why he thought that.
If somebody asks you if you're a stripper, then you should say what shift. And if he's like, I don't know, Friday nights 10 to 2, you should be like, hell yeah.
But if he says Wednesday afternoon at 1, then you should be offended.
Yeah.
I know, and the funny thing is, you know, the ultimate alpha male would actually probably like it if his girlfriend was a stripper or her. I mean, I don't know, maybe.
I think there's a big difference here. Like, I think I could probably, at a leap of faith, date a stripper, but I'm pretty sure I couldn't date a hooker.
Exactly.
I think a pasty keeps getting in the way of you and the phone.
Oh, stop.
A what?
A pasty. I'm curious what gift you got him. I don't know.
Oh, I got him a really nice, Tiffany keychain, because, you know, how boys have their ugly keychains. And I also got him a tie, a really nice tie for work.
And a threesome with a girl named Mercedes.
And I got nothing. I got nothing except a huge freaking fight and humiliation in front of my mother and my, you know, my girlfriend being like, you got to leave him. Just a lot of a waste of time.
There are two calls that I want to make on this. Not only do I want to make the call to you later on in the day and put you on the lie detector, but I also would like to call him to see if he broke up, if he used that as the excuse to get out of the relationship.
Yeah.
And find out if he's lying on that end.
That's a great idea.
Because you got nothing to lose at this point. You're broken up with the dude.
Yeah.
You don't want to get back with him.
And breaking up on New Year's Eve. I wonder if that was kind of premeditated.
Exactly. Christmas Eve.
New Year's.
All right, Christy. Well, I'll do this. I'll get your number from Tracy, and I'll call you later on today, and I'll put you on the lie detector, and I'll ask you a whole series of questions.
Sure.
And we'll see how you do it, and I'll play the results for you tomorrow morning around this time. And I also want to get the ex-boyfriend's number.
Okay.
Okay?
And the number to your pimp.
Hold on.
Okay,
Hey, The Bird Show.
We're testing out a theory that a Burt Show listener hit me up with at Bitterball on Saturday. Through her kind of drunk mumbling, she told me that she feels more confident. She has this way of making herself feel more confident that if she puts on, like, sexy lingerie the night before, like, to go to sleep in, even though her boyfriend's not around or whatever, she's alone. Mm-hmm. If she puts that on, she wakes up the next morning feeling confident. And it's not only helped her in the office, but it's helped her socially. Now, she doesn't wear this stuff under her clothes.
It's just a bed at night alone.
Just a bed at night mm-hmm. alone. She's just doing it for herself. And she does it every single night. And she does feel like she operates now at a different level of confidence. So we had a couple of virtual listeners that came on with us and said, look, let me try this for the next week and we'll report back and see if I have any more confidence. Mm-hmm. So we're doing that early, and I want to try something different with you guys that listen this late. And I want to do it with guys. And it's all based on a survey that Melissa told us about a couple of days ago.
Okay.
And the survey comes from Parenting Magazine. And it said that there are a whole bunch of moms that think that their idea of foreplay at this point is their husband doing chores.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the sexiest thing a guy can do, mm-hmm. is when a guy unexpectedly does chores. And the article goes on to say pretty much that if you do this correctly, you are assured of getting the green light that night.
Yeah, and only moms and dads?
It's the name of the woman.
This came from Parenting Magazine.
It's the name of the woman who wrote that article.
Well, even Jen said it was pretty sexy, right? Like,
well, it definitely shows, you know, care and concern and thought and that sort of thing. I don't know about sexy, but yeah, I mean, I would guess if you help out, it's going to show your woman that you care, and then she will show you that she cares in return.
Like, from time to time, you see these surveys that come out, and it's from like these moms that have an alternative in front of them. Would you rather make love to your husband, or would you rather have, like, a maid for the day? Mm-hmm. And, like, 65% of the women say, give me the maid.
Mm-hmm. Well, they call it chore play instead of foreplay. Yeah. It's called chore play.
Right.
And I think it kind of goes back to a conversation we had earlier that Jen brought up about how there's kind of an imbalance in the home. Like, our parents had specific gender roles. Mm-hmm. You know, the man went out and got the job, made the money, and the woman took care of the house. Where nowadays, since there are more women in the workplace and they're sharing that responsibility of making money, but it doesn't seem like they're sharing the same amount of responsibility at the home. And I think for a lot of guys don't realize that women have a lot of responsibility at home that they're not even aware of. They just benefit from it. Mm-hmm. And I think that the point of this is that if a guy is helping out, like Jen said, and shows caring, but it also is taking things off her to-do list. Mm-hmm. A guy has to get a woman's mind into the bedroom before they ever make it to that bedroom. And so if she's still thinking, you know what, I just got home from work, I still got to get this done, I got to get this done, because if I don't get it done, it's going to push over to tomorrow and I can't let it do that. And she just spirals into this stress ball, that he's got to alleviate that somehow. And helping out with chores is the first step in doing that.
Here's what I want to do. I want to find like 3 or 4 guys, both married guys and single guys, that you know you're going to be around your girlfriends tonight, and you're definitely going to be around your wives tonight. And I'd like you to do, like, some unexpected chores around the house. 404-741-Q100. When she walks in the door. And you can't bring it up to her, because this specific survey says that if she knows what you're up to, like, if she knows you're doing the chores in order to get sex, then forget it.
Right.
It's not going to work. So here's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a couple of guys to say, okay, I'll try it tonight. As she walks in the door, I'll already be in the process of doing whatever it is.
Right.
It's probably something I normally wouldn't be doing, but you're not supposed to draw attention to it. Don't let her know what the intention is,
right,
and see if it ends up the way that the survey says that it's going to end up, that you're going to end up in an intimate situation just by doing chores.
Women will ask, too, though, so you have to have your excuse prepared, because if you walk in the house and Ryan has cleaned the whole living room and vacuumed and put everything away, you're going to be like, what's going on, dude?
Going to think you cheated on.
Who's coming over?
Did you cheat on me?
Did you have a girl in here?
Do we have company coming over later? Right. What are you doing? Yeah.
And it's going to be company that he invited and he cares about, because if it's people you invited, he'd be like, well, whatever. They know. They're our friends.
I think you have to have a stock answer going into it. Like, if she asks you about it because you normally wouldn't do this, mm-hmm. I think you just have to sort of like play it off like it's like, you know what? I just saw it was just kind of a mess around and I just thought I'd pick up.
Yeah. Exactly, because if you try to get credit for it, like, look what I did.
Yeah.
Look, aren't I so great?
That's the worst thing you can do.
This specifically says chore play will fail if she knows what you're doing.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So when she walks in tonight, you just have to be doing your thing, you know, mm-hmm. doing some chores that you normally wouldn't be doing and see if it ends up with the green light. Hey, Michael, you're on Q100.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you guys?
Good, man. Now, you single guy or you married?
I'm single.
Single.
Well, I'm dating, but yeah.
Are y'all living together?
No, we're not.
Okay.
Is this going to work if, how are you going to pull this off?
How long have you been dating?
About 5.5 years.
Okay. Yeah, this will work.
This will work.
Yeah.
So when she comes into her apartment or wherever tonight, you'll be cleaning up just a little bit. She's probably going to ask you about it. And you're not looking to get credit.
Right.
You're just kind of like, you know what? I just saw that this needed to be done, and I just, you know.
Just thought I'd do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a normal thing.
A little.
Yeah. You got to pretend like it's a normal thing. Like, I just thought I'd do it.
Do you stay at her place most of the time?
Every weekend.
Okay.
But making a special trip. It's her friend's birthday, so it's actually going to be a good thing because it's going to be we're staying at the apartment while our friends are going out. So I'll be able to clean up after her friends, actually.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. All right, let's check back tomorrow and see if this works or not.
All right.
Have fun because I can't imagine it not working.
You think this is 100%?
I mean, pretty close to it because I really do think that women do far more than men think because men, when you do something, then you want credit for it, which is not a bad thing. I mean, but, mm-hmm. you know, where women don't have the same attitude or don't act the same way. So I think unless you're told, a lot of times guys don't pay attention or won't do it. And the fact that he's going to do it without being prompted to do it and without asking for credit, yeah, I think it's close to 100%.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, how you doing?
Man, Melissa says you got a sure thing tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She says, are you married or single guy?
I'm married.
Okay.
How long have you been married?
8 years.
8 years. Do you normally help out around the house?
You know, when I do, I absolutely know that there's a change in her attitude immediately, you know, and it does help out, you know, as far as in the bedroom or whatnot, but I'm willing to give it a shot.
All right, and the trick is she can't know what's going on. Chore play won't work.
Right.
Gotcha.
Unless it's totally spontaneous and there's no intent behind it.
Gotcha. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll come home from work like I had a very bad day, and then I'll say, you know what, forget this. I'm just going to do dishes tonight.
That'll relax me.
You know what I mean?
I think you're trying too hard.
Yeah, I don't think you make an announcement that you do it. You just go in and do it.
This is a common theme on the show, isn't it? Like when we try to do an assignment, we try going over the top on it when we don't really need to, right?
Every time.
Like don't start working on an addition to the house. What are you doing? Right. I thought I put a loft above the garage.
Yeah. Just, you're too exhausted to have sex when you're done.
Yeah, just walk into the kitchen, do the dishes. I like the formal announcement. Wow, I had a bad day. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do the dishes.
Guess what, honey? I'm going to help out around here.
Yeah, don't even mention it.
Not real subtle.
When she's walking in tonight or after dinner tonight, you just do the dishes.
Don't draw
any attention to it and see what happens.
And you should be wearing nothing but an apron.
Not a problem.
Yeah, if you go and pick up her plate, like when you're done eating dinner and then you pick up your plate and then go and pick up hers and then start doing the dishes, dude, you won't even make it upstairs.
Even if she's not done, pick up her plate because her ass is looking a little big these days anyway.
Yeah, you don't really need that. All right, hold on.
All right.
And see if she had that. Oh, you're laughing a little too loud. Yeah.
He's not sure which part of that was a joke and which is the real.
So he's going to screw it up.
I don't think he's going to pull that off.
Hey, you got a big ass, so I'm going to go do the dishes.
What? I can see that happening.
Trey, you're on Q100. Good morning.
What's up, Bird Show?
You want to give this a try tonight?
Well, I've been married for 5 years, so I'll give it a try.
Okay.
You sound like you're really thrilled in your marriage.
Oh, I love it. I mean, it's awesome. I mean, we have a 14-month-old and another baby on the way.
Okay, so, you know, the opportunities to actually engage here are few and far between is what he's saying.
Right.
So tonight when she gets in, you have already started doing whatever it is that you're going to do. Don't draw any kind of attention to it at all. And just let us know what happens tomorrow morning.
Oh, I can do that.
Okay,
sir. Thank you. Hold on. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll check back with you tomorrow morning at the same time.
Do guys still get credit if they shortcut the chores? Like instead of giving the baby a bath, if they just take it outside and power wash it?
Hose it down real quick? No.
Spit on it.
Yeah. You just put baby powder on it.
Throw a bunch of powder on it.
So it smells clean.
Give the kid a bath. Put a speed stick on it.
Hey, smells great. Smell him.
Speed stick.
Is he wearing Brute?
Is that Axe body spray?
Why does our infant have Axe on? I don't know, but all the other infants are all over.
Don't let them get in the elevator at the daycare.
It was a crazy day at daycare today. Hey, Heather, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
I just got to say, these guys are going to get so lucky tonight.
See?
You think so? This is a sure thing.
It is 100%.
Really?
It's foolproof. My husband, we bought a house, and we bought a much bigger house than we normally could have afforded, so it needed to be fixed up. You know, we're putting in the sweat equity. But, of course, you know, the typical husband thing, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and nothing can get done. But the minute he puts on that tool belt out on a whim to go and fix something in the house, he's lucky if I don't pull that tool belt off of him the minute he starts.
Hello.
Because that is hot. It is bomb, chicka, bomb, bomb, big time. I mean, Daniel, he's an awesome husband all the way around, but the minute that Daniel starts actually working in the house and doing something, especially unprovoked, I'm all for it. We're going to have a great day.
I think she just pointed out a key, is unprovoked.
Right.
Because it's just like if you get a gift that you didn't ask for, it's really sweet. But if you ask for it, it's like, oh, well, you already told him exactly what you wanted, you know? So it's the unsolicited bribe.
So many rules with women. Tell us, don't tell us. Say it, don't say it.
Well, women grew up with the Prince Charming, you know, nursery rhyme, where he's self-sufficient, he comes in, sweeps you up, and he takes care of everything. And
who wrote that?
And I think some women find that that's not the case, so when there's glimpses of Prince Charming, then there you go.
Look, we've set the bar so low now they just want a glimpse.
Now we just need to see him every once in a while.
Just bet on a horse that's white. On Saturday.
The Bird Show.
Dell is notorious for taping their customer service calls. And before I'll play the newest one, I'll play one that we played a while back, which is just a classic. Because this guy, you have to sort of get through the first couple of minutes here, but this is a classic, classic meltdown. And I think, if I remember correctly, wasn't this dude calling because his dad's computer was jacked up?
I think it's his mom's computer, yeah.
Yeah, and he didn't even need to be on the phone, really. It wasn't his computer, but his dad is probably a little bit older, doesn't understand how the whole thing works. So he's calling for his old man, and he just, like, loses it, completely loses it with the Dell guy.
Dell Hardware Warranty Support. My name is How can I help you?
Well, my mom got one. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Right off the bat.
Yeah, I'm having a problem. How about now? I got my phone on. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. You're breaking up a little bit, but...
Let me stop it there for a second, because you can already hear the irritation in the voice of the guy. Like, he's bummed he's on the phone. This isn't his computer. It's his old man's computer, so he's already...
His mom's, yeah.
So he's already sort of on the defensive, so this better go smoothly. Can you hear that?
Already, from the first thing he says, hello, can you hear me?
Right.
Somebody there.
Great. All right. Well, what I got is my mom's laptop here, and it won't turn off.
It won't turn off?
No.
Okay.
Since last week, if Windows is down, cannot turn it off, tried to turn off the power, everything, it won't turn off.
All right. Can I get the service tag?
I just gave it to you people. All right. Express service code is 409. You got it?
You think his mom's sitting right there going, oh, dear.
Well, you're yelling very loud. 49, is that right?
Yeah, it's close enough. All I need to know is how do you turn this thing off? You know, your automated crap sucks, all right? And I think you suck, all right?
Hey, you don't even know.
How do you turn this thing off? You understand that?
All right, well, I will just need to actually see what system you have here. So I'm showing that you – can I get the name on the account?
It's
all right, and the phone number is purchased out.
Why do you need all this? All I need to know is how do you turn the thing off?
I need to verify the owner of the system, sir.
Oh, the number is 72.
All right. And can I get your name?
My name is
and your last name?
I'm her son. Damn you.
Whoa.
Just jacking with him at this point.
Damn people, I swear to God.
And your phone number?
My phone number is the same.
Okay, and your email address.
Why do you need that? You know, you're upsetting the out of me. All right, you damn ass. Look, damn it. The fucking thing will not shut off. You understand that? Since last night. And you got a battery problem as well, all right? What the hell the is going on with this thing? I'm getting very upset about this. You know, I've spent about an hour trying to talk to you people on this freaking automated crap you got, and that's what's got me all fucking upset like this, all right? And if you didn't have all this automated crap on your phone system, then somebody would talk to a human. Do you know what a human is?
Yes, sir, I do, and I will...
You keep acting like a damn computer and keep asking me for these stupid questions when all I need to know is how do you shut this thing down? It says Windows is shutting down. It's been saying that since last night, all right? Now, how come it won't shut down, and how come I can't shut it down? What do I got to do, rip the damn battery out of the back of it?
No, you definitely don't want to do that.
Well, what do I got to do? Will you please tell me?
So, do you not have an email address? That's all I need from you. Do you not have an email address?
I'm not going to give it to you, all right? Let's put it that way, all right? Because I have nothing to do with this damn computer. All I want to know is how you shut it down before it causes a damn fire. Will you fucking tell me?
All right. So, to shut the system off, you see the power button on it?
I've been pushing it for the past 3 fucking hours. It don't fucking do nothing.
Okay, hold down the power button for 10 seconds right now.
Could have told me that. You know, you're not very freaking helpful. You know that? And you can put this in your freaking records, right?
So you could tell he was upset, right? I mean, before the call even started.
And you know the guy, the employee, is totally jacking with him because he's like, yes, I need your... He's like at the yoga camp Javi went to. Like, he gets more and more calm as the conversation progresses.
I really believe that guy right there was just totally jacking with him. Like, I'm going to set this guy over the edge right here.
Totally. And you know he's calling all of his friends over to the cube, like, listen to this. Come here.
There's a new one I'm going to play for you.
Everybody in the office.
He can't get in trouble for that because I'm sure it was by the book.
Oh, like, sure.
His chart says... Get an email address and a phone number and check the serial number and blah, blah, blah before you start the call. Right. So his boss can't yell at him.
Right, he's doing his job.
Now, I'm going to play another one for you here in just a couple of seconds where it's the Dell guy that starts jacking with the client. Good morning, Q100. Hey, Amanda.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, what's up?
Well, I wanted to make a comment on the customer service thing. I work in customer service. Being on the receiving end of those calls.
Yes.
It's hard not to lose your cool with those customers.
No doubt.
Well, I'm sure time after time after time, if you took 2 of those calls, I would imagine losing it on the 3rd.
And you can't lose your cool on those calls.
If you ever
on the line.
I mean, those will get on the radio every single time.
Yeah.
I love those. Record those and send those to me.
Off the air, Bert was like giggling like a little schoolgirl listening to this next one he's going to play for us. But he's laughing, and we're all thinking he's like making fun of the commercials that we're running and laughing at us.
No, this one is funny here because it's the Dell guy that just starts like provoking the client. And it's not necessarily tech support, but this dude is calling because he's seen an ad in a paper for a Dell computer. So he calls up Dell to just get a little clarification on exactly what he's going to get for his money. And the Dell guy starts, like, provoking him into trying to buy a computer and insulting the dude. So bear with the first couple of seconds through it, and then in about 60 seconds, you'll hear the Dell guy just start jacking with this dude.
Thank you for tuning in. My name is Robert. What can I build for you today?
Yeah, I'm calling about the computer that's on sale. It's $999. It's on a flyer that came in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to order that one.
Okay, let me confirm everything with you. We have a Pentium 4 processor, 520, with HD technology, 2.8 gigahertz. Okay, DVD player in the first bay and a free CD burner in the second bay. No floppy drive. You want to add a 3.5 floppy drive?
Will this not do a disk? If I wanted to put something on the disk, will it do it?
Yeah, actually, we recommend you the floppy because it's only $30, 3-0.
Okay, no, I don't want that.
Okay, are you sure? Because... the future is going to cost more money. Okay, and no speakers.
Speakers don't come with it?
No, sir. It's not in the flyer.
Hmm. Okay, well, let me read it a little bit better, and I'll call back.
Why? You got the flyer in front of you?
Yes.
And why you call me? That gets back for me. You call me and call me again, again, again. It's going to be back.
I didn't realize that it didn't have speakers, and I don't want to have to order speakers for this price. So I'll just look somewhere else and find me another computer.
Oy! Unbelievable. Like a little girl.
Oh!
I can't believe it. Only for speakers. Go ahead, little girl. Little pussy girl. Get out of here. Get
hey,
out of here.
What
get
is, let me talk. Let me
get
talk
out of here. Get out of here.
Let me talk to your manager.
Little girl. You a little girl. Little girl. Little girl. Little girl. Little girl.
Are you going to let me talk to your manager?
Little baby girl. Little hooker.
That's how it ends?
That's how it ends, yeah.
I wanted them to keep going.
Oh, my God.
Did he call him a little hooker?
Yes, at the very end, he calls him a little hooker.
I'm going to start doing that.
Oy. Little girl. You a little girl. Little girl, little girl, little girl, little girl.
No way.
Yes. Oh, I love those. That is the easiest way to get on the radio, if you send us those customer service calls.
I can't believe it, Paul. Oi! Little girl. You a little girl. Little girl, little girl, little girl, little girl.
That's so awesome.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.